Last year, Wisconsin ranked 15th overall in the foundation's annual report, and in the child health category, the state actually jumped up this year from 18th to 3rd. But analysis by the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says that's largely a result of the study finding a drop in the number of teens abusing drugs and alcohol. The council's Bob Jacobson says the biggest threat to child health in the state going forward is that parents in families just above the poverty line won't qualify for health insurance as a result of changes in the state budget. He says those families are now dependent on the health care exchanges that have yet to be established.
Those exchanges really were not invented with that sort of population in mind. So the idea that those people, you know, who are making just a few dollars over the poverty line are going to be able to go in there and afford health insurance in the private market strikes us as pretty unrealistic.
That's the glass half empty analysis of the study's results. Jacobson says the glass half full take on the findings is that Wisconsin's ranking in the top 12 states for child welfare is the result of investments in early childhood education and child care that he hopes the state will continue to make.
We really hope that policymakers will come to understand that that's what got us here, and we shouldn't be turning our backs on those priorities.
Despite Jacobson's warning about last year, Wisconsin ranked 15th overall in the foundation's annual report, and in the child health category, the state actually jumped up this year from 18th to 3rd. But analysis by the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says that's largely a result of the study finding a drop in the number of teens abusing drugs and alcohol. The council's Bob Jacobson says the biggest threat to child health in the state going forward is that parents in families just above the poverty line won't qualify for health insurance as a result of changes in the state budget. He says those families are now dependent on the health care exchanges that have yet to be established.
Those exchanges really were not invented with that sort of population in mind. So the idea that those people, you know, who are making just a few dollars over the poverty line are going to be able to go in there and afford health insurance in the private market strikes us as pretty unrealistic.
That's the glass half empty analysis of the study's results. Jacobson says the glass half full take on the findings is that Wisconsin's ranking in the top 12 states for child welfare is the result of investments in early childhood education and child care that he hopes the state will continue to make.
We really hope that policymakers will come to understand that that's what got us here, and we shouldn't be turning our backs on those priorities.
Despite Jacobson's warning about negative changes in health insurance for poor families, the study did find a 3% decrease in the number of poor children who don't have health insurance. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.